Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on generosity, on being magnanimous in one's ways, one's style, and also trusting in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yesterday we spoke about being generous as far as a person's du'as is concerned. Before we spoke about being generous as far as a person's wealth is concerned, generous as far as a person's actions are concerned, generous as far as a person's help and assistance, even if it means lending an ear or speaking to somebody with kind words. Just a smile also is an act of generosity. So there's many ways for a person to be generous. One of the ways also for a person to be generous is a person is generous with his niyat. The niyat that he makes, the intention that he makes, it's also there's a chance that he can be very generous. And this is one of the easiest things to be generous with, is with a person's intention. There was one pious person. He was the Khalifa Hazrat Maulana Tanvi Rahmatullah Ali. He was resident in Bangladesh. His name was Hafiz Ji Huzur Rahmatullah Ali. So the person that mentions this incident was Haji Farooq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, who was the Khalifa of Maulana Masihullah Rahmatullah Ali. So he mentions this incident. He says that once he was invited by this Hafiz Ji Huzur to Bangladesh for some program. So he went there. When he went there, this Hafiz Ji Huzur told him that he at that time was establishing maktabs. Maktabs means small madrasa for children, etc. In the very rural areas and in the very poor areas, he was focusing on establishing maktabs in these areas. Normally to establish maktabs in these areas are very hard because of the people being backward, being poor, etc., the background that they come from. But this was the task that he took upon himself, that I'm going to establish maktabs. So at that time he told Haji Farooq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, I made niyat to establish 75,000 makatib. 75,000. And that's what you call being generous with a person's niyat. Allah Ta'ala looks at the niyat at the person's heart, and accordingly a person will be rewarded. So at the time when he passed away, he had established 1,500 makatib. But he got the reward for 75,000 because he made niyat in his heart for 75,000. So it just shows that one of the ways of being generous is the person is being generous with his heart. He may not have the wealth to give, or he may not have that help to give, help someone, whatever. But he got in his heart that, oh Allah, if I had that wealth, I would have given it, I would have built a masjid. Oh Allah, if I have that wealth, or I had the health, I would have done so much. He makes the niyat in his heart. According to the niyat that this person makes, Allah Ta'ala will reward him. It's not according to the amount of money he has in his bank, it's according to the heart. Remember, this heart is a very, very important thing, and it's something that we can all easily make niyat for. Today's hadith, an Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man tasaddaqa bi'adli tamratin min kasbin tayyibin, wa la yaqbalu Allahu illa tayyib, fa inna Allaha yaqbaluha biyaminihi, thumma yurabbiha lisahibiha kama yurabbi ahadukum fuluwahu, حَتَّى تَكُونَ مِثْلَ الْجَبَلْ مُتَّفَقٌ عَلِيهِ. Yeah, this shows that Allah Ta'ala's, this hadith shows us, one is we giving from our side, but what Allah Ta'ala does from His side, Allah Ta'ala is the most appreciative. Person does little in the sight of Allah, it's a lot. So Allah Ta'ala is most appreciative. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the one who gives in sadaqah equal to a date, one kajur man gave in sadaqah, equal to a date, but the provision was that he gave it from lawful earnings. His earnings were halal. Halal earnings. It wasn't that it was stolen, or he did some fraud, or he robbed someone, cheated someone. It was genuine halal earnings, just to the amount of one date this person gave. And then hadith mentions, Allah Ta'ala only accepts that which is lawful. In other words, we are giving to Allah Ta'ala. Charity is giving to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If it is stolen, if it is robbed, cheated, etc., Allah Ta'ala doesn't accept this type of wealth. He accepts lawful. Allah Ta'ala accepts those things that are lawful. So in other words, the condition is he's giving, but it's from lawful wealth. Then the hadith goes on to say that Allah Ta'ala accepts it with his right hand. And now this expression, Allah Ta'ala accepts it with his right hand, doesn't mean physically with the right hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It shows that with how much of love, acceptance Allah Ta'ala, it's just an expression, how much of love and acceptance Allah Ta'ala accepts it with. In this context, that's how we'll say that Allah Ta'ala is accepting it with so much of acceptance. And then the hadith goes on to say that Allah Ta'ala increases for the giver just as one of you brings up his foal, small baby horse, how one of you would bring it up, grow it up, suddenly after some time, or we won't say suddenly, but after some time it will grow into a big, strong horse that can actually go in jihad, can climb up mountains, can fight, can move. Strong. How did it grow up from a small foal, then into a pony, and then into a massive horse? How that thing grew, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes your one khajur to grow until it becomes, the hadith says, until it becomes as large as a mountain. One khajur you gave, Allah ta'ala caused it to grow and grow and grow, and then one khajur became a mountain. This is the kindness from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, somebody gave for the sake of Allah. He gave it from halal earnings. Allah ta'ala is so appreciative the way He accepts it. And then Allah ta'ala caused it to grow and grow. And this is what you call genuine returns. The investments of this world we give, sometimes we don't know whether the return will come, how long it will come, when it will come, when it will crash. But this guarantee by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that this is what Allah ta'ala does. You gave so little to the extent of one khajur, Allah ta'ala is causing it to grow. And when your eyes close one day, Allah ta'ala will show us that one khajur became a mountain of reward because it was given with the correct niyat. Therefore we got a chance always to increase our niyat. Just coming to the masjid, we can make multiple niyats. All the time we are coming and going to the masjid. So a person makes niyat, he can make so many niyats, that I'm making niyat to Allah, I'm going to your house for salah, that is the first niyat he makes. Then he makes niyat that I'm coming to your house, Allah, if I get opportunity, I'll make nafil salah. He already got the reward for that nafil salah. Then he makes niyat that, Allah, if there's a, happen to come to know of some sick person, I'll meet the sick person, he gets the reward of visiting a sick person. Then if I come to know there's a person in need, if I meet a person in need, I will help the person. He already got the niyat of helping someone. Then a person makes niyat that, oh Allah, if I happen to see a poor person, I will help that person. Then he makes another niyat in his heart. I'm just giving you examples of how a person can make multiple niyats. He makes niyat in his heart that, oh Allah, yeah, I'm going to the house, your house. If I see anything dirty, any type of dirt in the house, Allah Ta'ala, I make niyat that I'll clean your house. So he already got niyat of cleaning the masjid also. So man that came to the masjid, he just applied his mind for a few minutes. How many niyats I can make, he makes. He gets the full reward of it just for going to the masjid and coming back without necessarily having to do it. If he meets one person there, now he makes salam, he comes to know of a sick person, he gives him some kind words. Or if he gets the opportunity to visit him, he visits him. But just by making the niyat, a person has got so much of reward. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making those niyat. Not every one of us got the ability to do so much, but we all can make that niyat in the heart, and Allah is the one that will give us reward upon this intention. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yusifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.